here at the Growmark Media Day. With me is Chuck Spencer. And Chuck, what's your exact title, please?
I'm Director of Government Affairs for Growmark.
And so we're talking about some of the issues that you're following on the legislative front, both on the state level and on the federal level. And we're going to talk specifically about the biofuels, renewable fuels issues. And one of those on the state level that you're talking about is the Consumer Fuel Choice Act, the fact that we're going up to 15% E15, what that means for your sales tax incentives in the state of Illinois.
Well, the state of Illinois has been very good at recognizing the benefits and the values biofuels has, not only for the economic opportunities for Illinois, but also consumers and what they burn and fuel their cars with. Right now we have a tax credits that's focused on E10. And as we know, E15 is making its way through the approval process at the national level, and it looks as though we'll be able to do that very soon. So we're looking at how we can adjust our state programs to match up with the increased levels of renewable fuels, 15%, even higher, for ethanol into the gasoline supply.
On the national level, we're still looking at one of the big concerns is keeping the renewable fuels standard and, you know, make sure that it's not changed or done away with or anything because it's been very successful. Tell me about that as far as a priority for Growmark.
Well, it would be a very large priority. I think all of agriculture, but particularly Growmark is for Growmark. We are one of the larger renewable fuel distributors in the nation. And we like that aspect. I think our farmer customers like that. And as well as providing the benefits to not only air quality, but rural communities in the standpoints of jobs, economic return, as well as consumer choices. And so if we can maintain the high quality fuels, which we do, and distribute those, that's going to be important. Renewable fuel standard, as we know, right now ethanol is one of the largest gaps ever, where it's a dollar a gallon less than what gasoline would be. We can foresee the productivity of supply on the ethanol side continuing to provide a benefit in keeping fuel costs down for consumers, a viable alternative, and we're getting ready to plant one of the largest crops we've seen in quite a while. So agriculture is ready to meet the demand. We're hopeful that the rest of the country understands how important that is.
And we're looking at right now, the big hot issue is how high gas prices are. So this is something that definitely on both the state and federal level that you're going to be concerned with here in this coming year.
Yes, it will be. And I think as we move forward, we're going to see more fuels be available to consumers of all types, whether it's cellulosic, cornstarch. We know that we can provide renewable fuels through ethanol through the existing infrastructure system. And as we go through that process, improve some of the marketing aspects we have as far as the understanding of how alcohol fuels can be put into our process safely, meet the standards, which we feel very confident we will be able to prove that, then we'll be able to see consumers have a variety of choices. We're also seeing a little bit on compressed natural gas side, but I think as far as consumer populations, that's a ways off. But it may be in the trucking firm. Well, so we'll see that happen as far as fuel choices and their variability and variety continue to increase, and that's good for all of us.
And biodiesel as well. I mean, we're looking at, of course, the biodiesel tax incentive expired at the end of 2011. Now, Growmark does have a part ownership of a biodiesel plant in Missouri, and that ties into the RFS, and it ties into everything. Advanced fuels is one of the only advanced fuel available, so that must be on your plate as well.
Yes, biodiesel's been a critical component of our renewable fuels infrastructure, and it provides lubricity to diesel engines, which is very important. As we continue to see diesel engines become more effective at emissions and managing those emissions, that means tolerances in those engines get tighter, and the fuel quality has to be improved, which we've done with our reformulation of Diesel X Gold. But then the biofuels provides that type of lubricity that helps the parts continue to move, helps reduce emissions out the exhaust pipe. It's such a win-win situation that we see both for agriculture and consumers that we're continue to be excited about.
All right, well, let's wrap that one up as far as the important issues for Growmark in the renewable fuels area here at the Growmark Media Day. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.